Masters in Business Administration is something that many people hope to get their hands on, especially if you want to try and, you know, climb the corporate ladder, if the suit type, you know, you're thinking, ooh, the MBA is going to get me up there a lot quicker than most other things. Obviously, experience plays an important role. But even in this day and age, when the validity of the MBA is challenged based on, you know, the likes of double exponential growth in technology and by default business disruption, a lot of people still want to get their hands on the MBA. The only problem, though, is if you want to study an MBA at UCT or anywhere else, it's going to cost you around $300K. $300,000. Executive MBA is a little more, I believe. Now, the co-designer of the UCT GSB Executive MBA, Tom Ryan, believes that this can be changed. Not only does he believe it, he's actively worked to try and change it. So you are joined by Tom Ryan this morning, a former academic director at UCT's GSB. And as a matter of fact, he's been working on developing a low-cost MBA with Solution Life Choices. Tom Ryan, great having you on the show this morning.
Morning, Kina.
Can I ask you a question about the MBA and the executive MBA? In an ever-changing world, how relevant is it?
Look, I think it's always going to be relevant as long as it keeps changing in sync with how the world changes.
Indeed. And I think that is the important thing. But I want to get back to this really interesting bit of news that we received. And as a matter of fact, you contacted us some time ago around this. This low-cost MBA, is it obviously pitched at an NFQ 9? level?
Look, it's probably not directed in NQF 9. It's an open, it's a sort of a variable entrance, variable exit program. And the way it'll be assessed, it's based on a set of MOOCs, is the sort of core, which is embedded in a management development program. And what you produce is a portfolio of work based on the NQF levels. The NQF is a framework provided by SACA, which is the South African Qualifications Authority.
Yeah.
And there are 9 measure and 10 criteria. And we've designed this portfolio of work so that it meets those 10 criteria into a systemic framework for the portfolio. Then the portfolio is assessed in terms of what NQF level the portfolio has actually. What the portfolio does, it provides evidence of learning or evidence of capability. And then we assess that portfolio and see what level of evidence it actually demonstrates in the portfolio of work itself.
So at the end of the day, you can end up with an MBA, basically.
Look, we can't. We don't award it. We can't award an MBA, but we could actually assess your portfolio work and say it does cover the material that could be covered in an MBA, and it actually covers it at this particular level.
Okay. Now, you know, the content of this particular MBA interests me because this is aimed at social impact, social enterprises, and I see it specifically aimed at inequality on the Cape Flats. Tell us more.
Well, the Life Choices, the NGO, focuses on youth development with vulnerable youth and people who don't have access to education. That's their big philosophy. And what we've done now is we've added this low-cost MBA onto that within the same philosophy. How can we provide a meaningful management stroke business learning experience for people who otherwise would not have access to that? And we've selected 7 MOOCs, Mass Online Learning Courses, which constitutes the core of it.
Yeah.
And then we embedded in a management development program.
This is fascinating. Now, so you're doing this and you want to obviously deal with a lot of the social ills and find solutions to the social ills on the Cape Flats and in our townships. And I think that's really, really good. But would something like this, would these MOOCs, for example, be able to be combined? And then could you partner with an actual learning institution like, I don't know, UJ or whoever, and provide them and them give the accreditation to an NQF 9 level? Because I think it would be amazing to actually have an NQF 9 level qualification that deals with this type of impact.
That's something for the future, but we have to have a prototype process which actually proves the concept at the end of the day.
Yeah. No. Listen, it's fascinating.
It's And once we've run this for the first time and we've actually got some results we can talk about.
Brilliant.
And I think, but we've got to understand that sort of in the democratization of knowledge and the growth of open educational resources, I'm expecting a major disruption in the education system over the next 10 years.
Absolutely. I can only hope and pray, Tom. I can only hope and pray.
Yeah. And what the biggest concern we have, and it's something I picked up because when I sort of I played an intimate role in designing, developing, and managing the executive MBA at the DSB, and we tried really hard to bring modern and new educational theories into it. And yeah. Because if you look at our understanding of learning and development over the last 10 years exceeds what was done over the last 100 years.
Yep.
And I think many institutions are lagging behind in actually leveraging these new educational theories. And that's what we've done. Actually, we've actually worked, our framework is based on a well-proven theories of over time, but we've integrated into that a whole new set of theories, like, for example, connectivism, which is a sort of a new learning theory designed for the digital age, and self-organized learning environments and things like that, which aren't really coming out. They sort of picking up every now and again in the sort of traditional academic programs, but what we're doing is we're pushing very hard on developing these theories and getting them to work in practice.
Time for news now, Tom, but when will this be available?
Well, we're running a series of information evenings now to actually test the water, and as soon as we've got a critical mass of people, we'll start it. So we don't have a fixed date, and we've got an information evening next week, Tuesday, at Salesian Life Choices in Lansdowne Road.
Brilliant, brilliant. Good move. I'm sure it's going to get traction, and any other information you have, any updates, you can share it with us. Happy to give you the space. Tom Ryan there, designer of this program with Salesian Life Choices.